views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And I just wanted to, everyone to know that Sky will be in the studio probably in about a half hour. Unfortunately, she had to go to a funeral, and that happens to the best of us, and, you know, in the sense of having to deal with our lost loved ones. You know, a lot of people do ask me, and, you know, is it any easier, you know, dealing with the death of a loved one, you know, even though you're spiritual, you know, are you, you know, how do you take that? And, you know, we're still human beings, and we still hurt, and we still have to go through a mourning process. And, of course, it depends on, you know, how close the person is also. Is it a close friend? Is it, you know, a close relative? Is it a distant relative? You know, it's never easy. It really is. It's never easy. Being that, you know, my mom passed away, who was, you know, my number one person in the whole wide world as far as while she was living, you know, when I lost her, I think because of my spirituality, I had an easier time dealing with it. I really did, because I really do. I feel her every day. And she gives me signs that she's around me. And it's not like she, you know, comes up in a silhouette and says, "Hey, Arthur," you know, she calls me Arthur. She goes, "Hey, Arthur, I'm here, and how are you?" And, you know, she has yet to visit me in my dreams. Why? I don't know. I sent her an invitation. I sent her an invitation. But, you know, I guess in her own time, or, you know, maybe, you know, there's got to be a reason, you know, why, you know. But I don't take it personally. And, but I know she's in a very good place. You know, she's with her other relatives, you know, with her mom and her dad and her brother and sister and other relatives and other friends. So I know she had a great welcome home party. And so, and that's what gave me also peace of mind, knowing that, you know, my mom is in a very beautiful place, along with Sky's son and, you know, along with other friends and relatives. So, you know, so again, so even though we're very spiritual, but I don't know. I feel like I might have a little advantage only because of my spirituality and my belief in God and my belief in the other side. And I remember when, when I was taking my mom for a drive, you know, like when, you know, she passed away from dementia. So when I would take her for a drive every once in a while after lunch or after dinner, just to get out of the house. And we were driving home after having a bite to eat. And she was just looking out the window, and she said, "You know what?" She goes, "I want to go home now." She goes, "I miss my mom and dad." She goes, "I want to see my mother and father." Oh, my God, did that break my heart. You know, she hasn't seen her parents in years because they passed away. And she just said, "I just want to go home. I miss my family." And oh, my God, I can't begin to tell you. That was probably, that was the saddest moment that I've ever experienced with my mom, you know, because they regress. They go back into childlike atmosphere, childlike mind, I meant to say. And it could be hard, you know, when you see somebody going through a process, you know, whether they're dying of cancer or holding on, you know, for their loved ones. You know, a lot of times people who are in that dying process, they do want to cross over, but they hold on because they know that they're, you know, like us, the ones who want them around so bad, you know, we want them around, and they're hanging on, and we know that they're hurting. It's like our pets also. You know, we're afraid to let go of our pets, and it's very difficult, you know, especially when you've been around somebody for practically your whole life or for many years, and now it's time for them to, you know, graduate to another life. And it's hard for us to let them go. And so if we really love somebody unconditionally and you see them hurting, you know, it would be healthy for you to say, it's okay if you want to move on. It's okay if you want to go. You know, I'll survive. You know, a lot of people clench onto them and say, you can't leave me. Don't leave me. You got to survive. You got to survive. No, there's a difference if somebody has a chance to live, even if it's like a 10% chance to live or whatever, you know, to try to recover. But if they have 0% chance and it's just a matter of them, you're making them comfortable, then, you know, it's time to come to an acceptance. And, you know, the topic of this, you know, of this show is so you think you want to know everything in advance. You know, so even though that Sky and myself are both psychics and mediums and we're able to predict the future, yes, we do help thousands of people, literally thousands of people, to help cross over, you know, we help people to deal with people who have crossed over. And, you know, if somebody is already on their deathbed, then it's okay to tell somebody how much longer they might have to live, because there's already a knowingness that they only have so much time. So it's not so bad to tell somebody how much more time we feel that they have. If you're perfectly healthy and you come to me and say, hey, Artie, you know, just curious, how much longer do I have to live? I'm the type of person, I will never, well, I did it a couple of times my whole life, out of over 17,000 readings. I only did that a couple of times, and I will never, ever, ever do that again, because it doesn't serve a purpose to anybody, and you're always going to keep that in the back of your mind. You know, so you think you want to know everything, and you don't. And it's interesting, because a lot of times people will say to me, is my spouse cheating on me, or will my son be okay, you know, regardless of where they're at, you know, whether it be in war or whether it be, you know, in sickness or whether it be about their relationship or whatever. And you know, according to the question, before I look at the cards, you know, sometimes people ask, like, really powerful questions, and I'll say to them, before I even, you know, communicate to the angels, before I look at the cards, the angel cards, do you really want to know the answer to that question? And half the people back off and say, no, I don't. And I said, I will tell you the answer if you want to know. And it might be great news, but it might not be. Are you prepared to hear whatever, whatever? Now, some people will say to me, yep, go for it. I want to know. Regardless, even if it's bad, whatever, I want to know. So fine, then, you know, and then I'll indulge, and I'll take a look, and I'll talk to the angels, and I'll communicate with the cards, the angel cards, and they'll give me the answer. And, you know, so under those circumstances, you know, I will tell you what you want to know. But, like I said, are you emotionally strong enough to hear or to understand a certain process of your life before that time comes? And like I said, I will ask people before I actually look at the question, before I actually look at the answer, to let them know, you know, what it is that, you know, they want to know. And like I said, it's great if somebody says, yeah, go for it, no problem. You know, but you think you might want to know everything in advance, but a lot of times it's a protective mechanism that God has for us, that we don't know everything in advance. And a perfect example is about marrying the schmuck that you married, all right, that, you know, had you have not married them, you wouldn't have had your kids, or you wouldn't have met certain people, or your character wouldn't have been built up. You know, there's a lot of strength involved in being with difficult personalities or hard personalities
when you're with these people, you know, as far as a growing process in your life. And, you know, it's like a lot of people think, damn, why did I marry that person? Or why am I with this person? And I've been married 3 times. This is my 3rd time. And I look at it like, you know, it's funny. Of course, people always joke with me and say, hey, Artie, you're such a great psychic. You should have known. You know, why'd you screw up the last, the other 2 times? No, when you're in your own stuff, you don't always see everything so clearly. But I have my own journey to go through. And with each wife that I went through, look at me, I have my own hand. But with each wife that I went through, I did meet a lot of awesome people. I did experience a lot of cool experiences. I did have a daughter. I did have, other journeys and avenues that opened up to me that never would have opened up to me had I have not been with these certain people. So, and I did learn a lot. I really did. And there were a lot of blessings. So in a lot of darkness, there does come blessings. Okay. And, life is interesting. That's all I can say. Life is very, very interesting. In a little bit, this show, and from now on all our other shows, Sky and I are going to be doing 2-hour shows. And so, you can call into the show. And right after we go for this break, I will tell you the number to call in if you wish to get read by myself or by Sky. Sky is in the studio just yet, but she will be in a little bit. And it'll be a pleasure to schmooze and talk with her. And with you, our lovely audience, it's always a great pleasure. So, again, we'll be talking about the meaning of life and do you really want to know everything? And, it will be my pleasure and Sky's pleasure to give you the answers that you need for your job, for your loved ones, whatever you want. Whatever you want to know. So, stay tuned. I'm going to be right back, and Sky's going to be back soon, just a little bit, right after this commercial. Right after this commercial break, so stay tuned.
Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Guy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
My partner Sky will be here. But just wanted everybody to know that if you wanted to get a reading, feel free to give me a call at 800-930-2819. And like I said, what the topic was about is, do you think you want to know everything in advance? And like I said, there's a lot of hidden blessings in God's scheme of things. And a lot of times, how many times did you say, you want to know something? If I knew that ahead of time, I never would have gone with this person, or I never would have been with this person, or I never would have taken this job, or I never would have done this, I never would have done that. That is the reason why, we don't know everything in advance. Now, there are times where I'm sure where Sky has given a reading to somebody, and even for myself, where I gave a reading, and then all of a sudden, like the next day, the person got in major trouble, all right? They got in a car accident, God forbid, or something horrific happened, and people say, but why didn't you say something? Why didn't you tell me this in advance, or why didn't you tell me that this person was about to, rake me over, screw me over, do this or do that? Well, I guess that was a part of your process. That was a part of your process that you needed to go through. And that's your karma between you and God and the angels. So we're not meant to know everything because this is a part of our journey. But the beautiful thing is that we are, we as psychics and mediums, we're able to tell you things in advance so that you can make healthier choices. All right, certain things you're meant to go through come hell to high water. And then there's other times where, there's going to be choices where, that you have to make. Should I go right? Should I go left? Should I take it? Should I not take it? Should I move? Should I stay? Should I do this? Should I do that? And so by going to somebody like Sky or myself, we're able to tell you the healthiest move. Now, a lot of times, just because we tell you the healthy move, it doesn't, just because you have the answer, still doesn't always make it easy. Because just by you having information about a situation, it makes it easier at the fact that at least you have clear knowledge now of what to expect. But a lot of times, you still have to go through a lot of rain, a lot of crap to get from point A to point B to accomplish certain things. And a lot of times, it just simply takes changes on other people's part, their desire of wanting to be able to be courageous enough to make healthy changes. And a lot of times that involves, giving up a lot of conveniences or giving up the one that you love so much, but yet they're so, painful to you. My second wife, I said to her, I said, you want to know something, Kath? I said, I want to share my life with you. At that time, that's how I felt. And I said, I want to be with you. I said, and that, now I'm giving her an example like she's a fish tank and I'm a fish. I said, you're contaminating the water and you're making it impossible for me to stay in your fish tank. And I said, but I really want to stay here. I really want to stay with this. But the way you live your life, the way you think, the way you do things, I feel disrespected. I feel this. I feel that. And she has her things about me, too. But I really, really tried. And she made it so difficult that I just said, I cannot stay here anymore. I said, I can't. And so I had no choice but to leave. But you want to know something? I was a super, super softy as a person, when I was younger. Very soft, And I gave everyone the benefit of the doubt. I allowed everybody and anybody to take advantage of me. And so over the years, dealing with a lot of difficult personalities, dealing with a lot of hard personalities, dealing with difficult situations, it made me a stronger person. It made my character stronger. It made me wiser. because it made me realize what I'm willing to take and what I'm willing not to take anymore. And, you know, before I had any of my psychic abilities, you know, I would go to, you know, psychics myself and want to find out things. I wanted to see if I was going to be successful in my business endeavors, you know, what's going on in my relationship. But of course, I was more, for me, it was more about, you know, business. For women, it's usually more about relationships. And for guys, it's usually more about money and business. Unless if there's a single mom and she's starting out her new business or, you know, wanting to know about, you know, sufficing for her own child or for her children or for herself. You know, then they'll ask that kind of question. But no, you know, you can ask everything and anything. But the really cool thing about being a psychic or a medium, one of the cool things, is that you have a lot of other psychic friends. And so therefore, if you want to know something, you know, if we want to know something, we could always call up more than one psychic or friend who's a medium or a psychic and, like, get different thoughts and feelings about it, you know, without running up a high bill. You know, it's known as, like, pro bonos, you know, lawyer to a lawyer, doctor to a doctor, you know, not being afraid to take on, you know, some free advice. So, but, you know, we go back and forth with each other. But, like I said, it is great, you know, to have that ability to know certain things in advance. And that's why I'm kept pretty busy. I am. I thank God I have a pretty busy schedule. And it's very rewarding to help a lot of people. To help a lot of people heal. To help a lot of people make good decisions. And it really is. It's very good. But then again, be careful of what you ask for. And it's interesting, when I do parties, you know, when I've got into people's homes, especially wealthy homes, usually the guys, you know, the husbands or the boyfriends say, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know. Because everything's already going good in their life, and so therefore they don't want to know if anything is about to happen. They don't want to know if anything's going to screw it up. They want to assume that everything is going to keep on going beautifully. That's all they want to know. They just want to make, they don't want to know about the future. Everything's going great. I don't need to know anything. Now, it's usually mostly a guy, but some women are like that too. You know, they have a beautiful lifestyle. Everything's going great. I don't want to know from anything. Everything's going great. My kids are great. I can't deal with anything in advance that's going to be bad news, because right now all I know is everything's going great. So those are like one of the reasons why somebody would not want to get a reading, you know, and that's their personal choice, you know. It's not, you know, for me personally, it's not a big deal, you know. But like I said, so many people think that they want to know everything. And usually, you know, I had some clients, a good few clients that have control issues with their life. You know, they have to micromanage everything. You know, it's not healthy to go to a psychic every single month to know exactly what's going on with your life. Is there anything new? Is there somebody new? Do I have to watch out for something? You know, you have to live your life also. You know, and if you want to go once every few months, if you want to go once every 6 months, you know, and it's about different topics or different things, then fine. It's healthy to, you know, get a reading. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, but if you're going for the same topic, for the same reason, time after time after time, and the answers are the same, Now, a lot of people do come to see me as a psychic therapist. Literally, I'm also a therapist, and Sky's a very good therapist also. And so when you're, you know, not only am I good at getting right down to the center core of the problem without even knowing the problem, I just get the answers. But I'm also able to give predictions of outcomes of situations before they happen according to the direction of where we're going, you know. So if you ask us a question and we're unable to give you the answer, trust me, there's a very good reason why you're not meant to know in that moment. But right now, I got to go for a break, all right? And hopefully Sky will be in the studio in just a moment, in just a little bit, and she should be. And it's always a pleasure. Now, if you want to reach me personally, you can call me at 877-ANGEL-02 if you want a personal fallout reading for myself. And if you want to call into the studio for a free mini read from myself or Sky, just call 800-930-2819. So stay tuned because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Psychic radio show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman, and we're just going to be only 15 more minutes until we hear about the famous Sky back on the air with me, my famous partner, Sky Siegel. So, but in any case, like I was saying before, it's, you know, about wanting to know everything in advance. And the funny thing is my license plate says, I just know. And, you know, I thought it was cute. And, you know, I get a lot of cute comments with it. And, you know, the only reason why we know what we know is because all the information is fed to us. Literally, everything is fed to us. So whenever I do parties and I'm doing lots of people, one after another, after another, after another, I never get burnt out only because there's no thinking on my part whatsoever. And I thoroughly enjoy, you know, doing what I do. And, you know, and the angels and your higher self and the Holy Spirit just make my life easy because they give me all the answers. And it's really cool. It really is. It's very, very cool to be in a position where you could open up your vessels to the other side, to the spiritual side, and then they just send you the signals, and then you just give them the answers. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, does it make a difference you know, where the people are located. And no, it doesn't. Now, where you are physically, it means nothing. You could be in Australia. I've read for people in Australia, Alaska, California, you know, Canada, you know, right nearby me in New Jersey. It makes a difference where you are geographically located. The energy is there, you know, because in the spiritual world, you know, there is no such thing as, you know, if you're in the spiritual understanding, you understand that there's no such thing as time and place. Everything is of the same. How that works, I don't know. That's beyond my consciousness of understanding. But it's for me, it's like a car. I know how to drive a car. I know a lot about it. But I don't understand the mechanics, you know. I just really know how to drive it really, really well. You can feel safe, you know. And I admit, I'm one of the ones that are, I'm a multitasker when it comes to driving, you know. I'm the kind that people yell at or about or whatever. But, you know, I don't get in accidents and I, you know, I do my thing and, you know, it's okay. I take calculated risks. And not just with driving, but with life. I take calculated risks because if you don't take a risk in life, you're not going to get ahead, you know. And when you're with certain people or and you're dealing with certain situations, you know, some people might get affected by your choices in life. And it's not your intentions to try to hurt anybody. And that blocks a lot of people from making decisions. Well, I'm afraid of what how it's going to affect them. I'm afraid of what they're going to think. So therefore, I can't do this. And if you're doing what you're doing to get ahead, but you're not doing it with the intention to directly step on somebody's toes or to hurt somebody, it's okay to do it. You know, there's a difference between, I don't care who I hurt or whose toes I step on just so I can get ahead. That's not right. But if you're making moves, what you feel is for the overall good, but emotionally it's going to affect other people. They're going to be upset. They're going to be disappointed. They don't want you to move. They don't want you to change. They want you to stay in their comfort world. They want you to stay in their comfort zone. And that's being selfish on their part because they're not looking at things from your end. They're not looking at the fact that you're not happy or you're not happy with your situation or your life or whatever. So you have to make the changes. And so therefore, it might change up other people who are connected to you. But you want to know something? You can't save the world all the time. You know, you can't carry the cross for everybody all the time. You have to do what you feel is best for the overall good. And you have to make yourself happy more than anything else in the world. You have to make yourself happy before you make others happy, because how can you properly take care of everybody else if you're not happy within yourself? So good for you that you're making everybody else's life very well balanced, but yet you're not happy because you're not being appreciated or your dreams aren't being fulfilled. So, you know, what good is that? Right now we have a wonderful caller all the way from Virginia, and her name is Ann. How you doing, Ann?
Hi, Artie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Does anything resonate with you, what I said?
Yes, because, first of all, if I had known everything beforehand, like you said, you wouldn't have learned your lesson, any of the lessons or the aha moments as you get older. Because then you get a different perspective when you think, you know, you could go through several different situations in your life and have one perspective, and that you have such a perspective, you actually believe it's real, it's true, and that's, there's no one who's going to change your mind. But I'm writing a book now about my memoirs, and as I'm writing it, I'm seeing everything in a totally different light, everything. And it's just, and I wouldn't have had that if I was told beforehand. So I totally.
So Ann, let me ask you this: what was one or two of your most powerful experiences? Had you have known in advance what was you were to deal with that you never would have done before? Had you have known in advance, but yet it turned out to be pretty darn good after all. But knowing in advance, there's no way you would have done it. Can you? come up with something?
One thing was I grew up in an Italian family, a very strict Italian family in New York. And I know. And so I blamed my parents for having me at a late age. I blamed them for everything, just everything, being very strict and so forth. And then now I'm writing about them, and then I see why they were the way they were to me and to others. I see their personalities. I see them for what they really were, because I had to excavate their lives to really understand them. So that's a big plus for me, because and they've passed away. So I have not been able to tell them about this, but I'm sure they're on the other side and they can see this and feel it. But it was a way to really help help me have a better relationship with them, even though they're on the other side.
You want to know something? I want to give you a piece of advice, and also to share with the whole audience that when you, if you could email, you could address it to yourself, but you write a letter to your parents or to your loved ones who you miss so much. And when you write them a letter or email them, they are reading it in that exact moment. And you could express what you just said, you know, I'm sorry that I did this. Now I understand you. Hey, I'm writing a book. Hey, I'm doing this. Hey, I'm doing that. And while you are writing this letter to your loved ones, whoever it may be out there who's listening, when you're emailing or writing a letter to your loved ones, they're writing it, they're reading it in that moment. And now you're going to start to imagine them talking to you in your mind while you are writing this, as if they're responding. Only it's not your imagination. That's really them communicating back to you. And then they're going to start communicating to you in your dreams. And then you're going to start seeing signs to let you know that they're around you even more.
And it's a very, yeah, because I don't think they've been here before. I think I had to get to this point to write, to get it, to learn the lessons. I had to get to this point for them to finally, you know, to maybe get in their dream, to get in my dreams. I had to get to this point. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I 100% understand exactly where you're coming from. With no, yes, I 100% understand. Because we have to go through a healing process.
Yes.
You know, this is all a part about the healing process.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot to do, but I'm glad I'm doing it, because I also think I'm doing this to help. I'll see if I can say this. My mom had depression, I know, in certain ways, and I think I was brought into this world to help stop that depression from going on and on and on and on in generations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So that's another reason. I think I'm supposed to be right. I'm writing this. I am writing this. I'm not supposed to, but I am. But that's why.
Do you have a title of your book?
No, not yet. Not yet. No, I haven't gotten to that part, because I had written about my father. I have not even thought about him in a very, very long time. And then I have a writing coach, and she said, all right, I want you to write about your father. And then I read it yesterday to her, and as soon as I said his name, the tears just came to my eyes. It was just amazing. Because he's kind of been, I haven't thought about it.
You weren't able to come to an emotional place before that, were you? But
no,
you kept your bottle up inside?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because I really don't think about him. I wasn't thinking, I would think about my mother, because I had issues with my mother. But as soon as I said his name, that, you know, I just started crying. So it did spark something.
You know, it's interesting. You're going to find out that there are certain other traits about yourself that you got from your dad that you never realized existed. And the people that, you know, we have been so angry at in our life, they have actually not only given us some hardships, but they have also given us some positive traits about ourselves. You know, it could be our sense of humor. It could be our stubbornness as far as always being persistent at going after what it is that we want. You know,
yeah.
You pick up certain character traits or personality traits, not just in negative, but also in positive.
Yes,
but as
yes.
human beings, a lot of times we focus on just what ticks us off and not the positive,
yes.
which is a human nature kind of thing.
But also, like you're talking about, you know, as far as surprises, I always think that every day there's a surprise. You know, could even be someone who calls you, someone who you meet. Every day is a surprise. It could be an aha moment. That could be a surprise when you finally get it. It could be a bunch of things. So I don't want to be told beforehand. So just letting you know that. Why?
That's great. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then but I want you to hang on, Ann, okay?
Okay.
Because I just
want
to talk to you a little more, okay?
Yes.
And Sky's going to give you her piece. Are you down with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, everybody. I want you to stay tuned. If anybody wants to call into the station, you can call 800-930-2819. And you're with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And if anybody wants to reach me directly, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And I believe Sky's direct number is 908-500-1474. So stay tuned, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now, somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day, his woman ran off with another guy. Hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm going to get that boy.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And now we're back to full swing. We, Sky, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to your own studio. This is awesome that you are able to make it here.
I'm so sorry, everybody, and Artie.
That's all right.
It's been a hard week. It's been a hard week for our family. And, you know, when you lose somebody close, and even if it's not so close, just a, you know, a family member. And actually, we just lost my daughter's father-in-law, who was a close part of the family. And, you know, when you do lose somebody, it always brings up old wounds. It reminds you of old wounds. And I am dealing with an old wound. Well, it's not that old. But I'm dealing with a wound that's very painful and very difficult for a parent to get over. And in memory of my son today, they buried my son-in-law's father across from my son. So I not only had to deal with his death, but I had to deal with everything that was shooting back into my memory about the day we buried my son. So needless to say, it was a little bit surreal and painful, and it hurt, but I remembered one thing, that my son is with me all the time. I remember that he's happy in heaven, and I know that I'm going to see him again. And that is the only thing that keeps me from losing my mind, is that knowing that he's with me and that I'm going to see him again. You know, I picture him sometimes, Artie, when I am having moments of weakness. I picture him with his arms out, standing by my bed saying, come on, Mom, you had enough, let's go. Mm-hmm. And then I picture myself running into his arms, putting my head on his shoulder, crying my eyes out, then pulling his hair and saying, how dare you leave me?
Uh-huh.
How dare you do this to me? Yeah. How could you have done this to me? You're dead.
You know, it was funny. You know, there's a lot of spirits on the other side. You know, when people pass away, not all morbid, it's not all sad, but a lot of them still carry their incredible sense of humor. And I've talked to a lot of people who have joked around with me. And one husband said to his wife, you know, honey, it's killing me not to be with you. And I thought that was the most funny, cleverest comeback I've ever heard in my life. And so I never forgot that.
You know something? The way you are here is the exact way you're on the other side. And I'll tell you how I know. When I do a medium reading and I connect with spirit, they take all of my personality and all of my thoughts completely out of my head. And all of a sudden, I become that person. And the person I'm talking to says, oh, my God, you're acting exactly like my son. Or my son's, the mannerisms, the way you're talking, the way he would put words together, you're saying the exact same thing. And I have to remind them that my personal thoughts do leave, and their personal thoughts do come into my mind. So I'm like reenacting who they are, not even knowing them. And it's a beautiful thing, because some of them are hysterical. They really are funny. Like, I had a guy one time, and he says to his wife, he said, look, you know I love you, and you know I'm waiting for you, but please, stop with the cooking. I told you, order out. Your cooking sucks. I said, oh, did I say that? I said, apologize.
And she said, no, you're right. It's okay. I understand. But we still have Ann on. Ann, you still there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, Ann, let me ask you something. What prompted you to write this book? Was this a book just for your own personal self, or was this a book that you want to share your story with others that others could appreciate or others could heal? Like, why did you write this book? Or why are you in the process of writing this book? Everybody has different reasons why they write a book.
Yes. My first objective was to have a memoir for my son.
even though he's an adult, I still wanted him to know about the family and myself growing up. And then my writing coach asked me two questions. Why are you writing this? Who are you writing this for? And then as I started writing that it's for my son, then I realized it's more for me in a therapeutic way, but it's also good for other people as well. So it's really all three combined together. But right now, because I'm writing it, this is more of my journey now. And then when I'm finished, I'll be able to share that journey with others if I want to.
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, I have written a song to help heal a process for me about a past love, so that now that I could release. And it really was. It was very, very healthy and healing for me. And, you know, and now I'm ready to move on and come to this acceptance. You know, the beautiful thing about what Sky and I do is that when we're with somebody, I don't always know what the problem is. I just get answers right away without knowing what the hell I'm talking about. But I just know that the answers that I'm saying to that person, it means everything to them, and they put everything together. And so it's a beautiful experience, and it's a beautiful process. And so this is about the ego not needing to know everything. Just yeah. Know that the answers that come through, it's the right thing to say.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'll tell you something.
The ego gets in that way, and that's...
As for myself, when I do a reading, a psychic... Go ahead, hon. Hello?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say when I do a medium... Okay. When I do a medium reading... And I always say a prayer before I start. I always thank God for allowing me this ability. And I always thank my spirit guides for bringing the ability to me through this person. But I always ask God just not to give me any days of anything that's not going to be helpful, loving, and peaceful for this person. I don't want to know when they're going to die, if anybody's going to die. I don't want to know anything like that. And if I should hear that, I struggle. I struggle with that because, you know, I don't believe that I have the right, even if I hear it, to tell somebody, oh, you know, you're going to die on December 3rd, 2010. I just don't have the ability to do that. I just don't feel I have the right to do that. That's something that God has to do. And I stay away from it. And then I toy with myself and I say, but wait a minute. Maybe if they told me, God wants them to know. So then I say, well, you know what? If I hear it three more times, that's my way of knowing that spirit wants me to say this.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't hear it three times, I just keep it to myself because I don't feel I have the right. Because, you know, sometimes when somebody hears something like that, oh, you're gonna die in October 4th, 2014, you know, people truly prepare themselves to that. And believe it or not, they're psyching their own minds to die.
And it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
And so you don't want to create that to happen.
Right.
Now, as far as knowing things in advance, like, you know, I see you changing your job next year.
That's all right.
You know, I see you moving next year. I see you going to Florida. I see you doing this or that. That's very all well and done. Even if things don't make sense in the now, it'll make sense later. And that's why we record our sessions, because, you know, we say so many things in the moment. There's no way that you're going to remember everything. But we want to thank you so much for giving us a call. It was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
And good luck with your book.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
yes.
very much. Thank you both. Take care.
Give us a call back when you complete your book and let us know the title, and we'll talk a little more about it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Have
All
a good day.
Well, and good luck. Keep on
good
doing
luck.
It. Keep on doing that thing that you do.
Thank you.
All right. Right now we have Anya from Philly. How you doing, Anya?
Anya, are you there? Hello, hello.
Hey, Bri. All right, well, sorry about that. Maybe he's not connecting us for whatever reason, but we could still keep on going.
Yeah, well, it's been a pretty rough week for me too, this week.
It's been a very screwy week.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been extremely screwy.
It's been extremely screwy for me too. There's been a lot of
unexpected situations have been happening to me that's been hitting me really hard.
But that I've
been
having some good to roll things too. That's just some positive things.
Yeah, well, like yesterday I went to Atlantic City and I won a few $100 and
that
I was really happy.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, and I won on my mother's birthday and that was really good. I played her number.
Well,
so that was a given.
That was a gift from
her. Yeah, and I brought my friend who just turned 21, so he's never been to Atlantic City, you know, to gamble. And so that was his first experience.
Aww.
But you want to know something? He ended up losing. And
that's
That's what I said to him.
That's good.
That's what I said to him. I said, you want to know something? There's two positive things that came out of this. Number one, your lifestyle is not going to change by you not having that money. It's not changing. Yes, it sucks by not winning because everyone wants to win.
Right.
However, the good thing is you don't have this illusion that you can go to Atlantic City or a gambling situation thinking that you're going to win all the time because it can become very addicting. And that was probably one of the worst thing that could have ever happened to me, which did happen to me. I won $320 the first time I ever went to Atlantic City, and I thought that was my career. I thought my career was playing blackjack.
You got bit by the bug.
Oh my God. I kept going time after time, and it's, oh my God, but oh God, if I could only have all that money back.
Oh, me too.
But you want to know something? I did have lots of fun. I had my roller coaster ride, but I never bet the kind of money where it affected my life personally, like where I couldn't pay my bills or pay something.
Course.
No. I mean, it still sucked to lose the money, but at the same token, I was still able to keep my life going at all. But
I like to go to Atlantic City. In fact, we were at Atlantic City.
We have to go to a break now. So, Sky and I just want to thank you for listening. And for all you loyal listeners, thank you for listening. And we're going to come right back right after this commercial break. Now that she's back in
the head, must be right. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today @yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Cy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Cy has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Cy now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.